Welcome back to His Time. I'm Andy Bates. It is Wednesday morning. Joining me by phone this morning, Dave Anderson, team leader at Shepherd's Canyon Retreat Ministry in Phoenix, Arizona. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning.
Thanks for being my guest this morning. Dave, tell me a little bit about Shepherd's Canyon Retreat Ministry. Where is it and what goes on there?
I really appreciate this opportunity, first of all. Shepherd's Canyon Retreat provides, and this is the kind of the official description, week-long counseling retreats for men and women who are in full-time ministry, who are in various stages of burnout, stress, depression, compassion fatigue, and conflicts of all kinds. We've had 55 retreats. Our 56th retreat begins next Tuesday. We will have two LCMS couples coming from various places here in America and one other couple. And they will be cared for by two counselors, trained, licensed counselors. And we'll have a chaplain, a pastor to the retreat. So the staff caring for the people who are coming to the retreat consists of three individuals, two counselors and the chaplain. And they will have they'll begin the retreat next Tuesday evening with dinner, and will conclude with breakfast a week later. And in that week, they will have about 25 hours of counseling in three different settings. One would be morning group sessions, and then as couples, and then one-on-one individual counseling. So it's very intense. The first counseling retreat we ever had was March 2009, and we happened to be at a place way up in the mountains in Arizona. That's way before we had our own place. And I was taking a LCMS pastor and his wife from California back to Phoenix to the airport. And the guy said two things to me. Well, he may have said other things, but two things stuck. One thing he said was that, I think I've just had a year of counseling in a week. And he wasn't far off. And I've used that line several times. The other thing he said to me was absolutely incredible. He said, you know, churches have insurance in case their church burns down, but they don't have insurance in case their pastor burns out. And I've thought about that a lot of times since March 2009. We've been privileged to serve people, mostly pastors and spouses. We've had military chaplains. We've had directors of Christian education. We've had a couple of deaconesses. We've had some teachers, not as many as I would have thought we would have had by now. We've had teachers and principals, but, again, not as many as I thought. And we've had a couple of music ministers, so that what qualifies a person to come is that they are a full-time church worker. And our process is, if you were to call and say, you know, my wife and I, we think we need to really come to one of your retreats, our process is that I give you the name of our counseling care director. His name is Pastor Phil Lee. And his phone number in Seattle, and I say, okay, I need you to call Phil. And then at the end of that conversation, you'll know whether what we have to offer is a good fit for you and for the needs that you bring to us. And then I get the word from Phil saying the folks are good to go, and then I begin kind of a process of more practical, you know, when you need to arrive, and can we talk about finances and things like that. But that's what we've been doing. We have a retreat center 90 miles out of Phoenix. It's called Standing Stones. I'm out here right now, as a matter of fact. We've been trying to finish a 3,500-square-foot building that will provide better accommodations for everybody. And we're nearing the finish line for that building after 2.5 years of construction. So that's who we are and what we're doing, and we're just blessed to be serving the church in this way.
Where did you first start to sense a need for this type of care for our church workers?
You know what? When I was 9 years old, no, when I was in ninth grade, my dad served a little church in South Dakota, and I came home this is kind of the genesis of the story. I came home from school one day. My mom was in the kitchen. My dad was in the living room, and my dad was doing something I had never seen my dad do before. He was crying. And my dad, I mean, we're Swedes. We're stubborn. My dad was a strong, stubborn Swede who I had never seen him cry. And I thought at first, I guess, somebody had died. But who kind of died was my dad. And it had to do with two or three people in that small congregation he was serving that today you would call clergy killers. In fact, there's a book with that title, Clergy Killers, people who cause a pastor so much chaos or cause a church, but particularly the pastor so much chaos. And in my dad's case, he had to leave parish ministry for, I think, a month or two. I mean, and there was really no counseling, no place to go. There was no judicatory that would say, oh, Pastor Anderson, we're going to help you out. Anyway, I look back at that as being pivotal in my passion for this ministry. Then my wife Barb and I, as some of your listeners will know, have traveled all for 36 years all over the world singing, and I have, I think, rubbed shoulders with more Lutheran pastors than anybody in America in any role at all. And I've just met pastors who, well, some of them very healthy and doing very well, and some just hanging on. And that's kind of, you know, the background of what has brought us. I called some people together in Phoenix several years ago, three, four businessmen, a couple counseling professionals, a couple pastors, and I cast a vision for what we are doing right now. And they caught the vision, and they said, yep, let's do this. And so then the next step was, okay, who does the counseling, and where do we do this? And so, you know, that was quite a process in finding answers to those questions. And then we launched a 501c3. We've become IRS status as a nonprofit organization. And I did find some wonderful counselors, and we did rent places. We rented the place that Thrivent owns up in Wisconsin 13 times, called Heartwood, and we did a couple of other places around the country before we, an LCMS layman, retired land developer from Denver, helped us find this place where we are now. And that's another story for another time, but it's a miracle that we have our own place, and it's a, we believe it's holy ground, and where people come here hurting, and it's the power of the Holy Spirit, of course, through these counselors and the chaplain that helps to bring healing and restoration. I believe that somewhere between, and I couldn't prove this, but somewhere between 10 and 20 pastors are in ministry today that were ready to bail when they came to us. And we've had some dramatic, I hate to use the word results, but we've had some marvelous and great breakthroughs in the lives of people who are in ministry, who have gone back to their homes. And we've had, quite frankly, we've had some mended marriages that came to us a bit fragile. We've had a couple of situations where there's been some moral failure, that has been dealt with by these counselors. I don't sit in on counseling sessions. I want you to know that. I read evaluation forms at the close of the retreat, and people write on the evaluation form what they want to, but what actually takes place in these sessions is not, you know, because I don't sit in on any of those sessions. But I do know, just yesterday, we got a check for $500 from a pastor and his wife in Wisconsin, I said to my wife, Barb, I said, they were at one of our retreats. We've got a $1,500 gift from a pastor and his wife from North Dakota who are giving that gift in support of another pastor who has been asked to resign from a congregation in North Dakota. And there's the pastor who sent the gift, he and his wife have come to one of our retreats, and they know the value of what they experienced here, and they want this other couple to have that. And so we've got some great miracle stories of provision and healing and restoration, and we're pretty excited about that.
We have just a few minutes left, but is there a common thread in each scenario that you see when a pastor or church worker comes to you, comes to Shepherd's Canyon? Is there a common thread that runs in all of their stories?
You know, that the answer to that would be better coming from one of our counselors. I would just say the common thread is brokenness. And it's brokenness, it could be self-inflicted conflict. It can be a pastor who's serving a church that's in conflict. It can be a pastor who is so overwhelmed with, a pastor called me just a day or two ago, and he said, I am so overwhelmed with what I've been doing, and he talked about funerals, and he talked about weddings, and he talked about personal counseling, and now what he's talking about comes under this category of compassion fatigue. He was just emotionally worn out. So brokenness is the theme, I guess, that brings people here. But everybody's got a different story, and everyone that comes to us is coming with different sets of conflict and pain. And boy, the camaraderie that develops here is really fantastic. I've seen incredible love come about because people are bearing their souls with each other, you know. And by the end of the week, there's just a tremendous caring for each other because there are people in ministry and there are people that are serving the Lord and they care for each other. And that's been part of the healing, actually, is what happens within the group.
Share with us about what a typical day. I know that usually those who attend a retreat are there for 5 days, you said?
Yeah, for seven.
About a week.
Seven days.
About a week.
Morning, our group sessions. We have morning breakfast. Of course, we serve great meals. We have great accommodations. Morning devotions, and then a group session in the morning, and then afternoons and sometimes evenings, but especially afternoons, are given for appointments where both counselors meet with husband and wife, or the wife meets with the female counselor, the male with the male counselor, and so forth. And those appointments are set up almost pretty much at the beginning of the retreat, and by the end of the retreat, the counselors, I've seen counselors out here at our retreat center at 9 o'clock in the evening that are looking like they don't know whether they're coming or going because they've been at it for 12 hours almost. But the schedule is but in the afternoons, while some people are having appointments, others are not. So there's time to come up for air. There's time to relax. There's time to take a walk. We've got a huge swimming pool, and at this time of the year, it gets used a lot. We have a heated spa, and we're out in the middle of nowhere here in the high desert. So we're in a beautiful setting. It's quiet. It's peaceful. And but on Saturday of the retreat is a day off, and people have a chance to really process and have fun with each other. Sunday morning, there's an informal worship service. In the afternoon, they go back to work, so to speak. Can I just tell you what happens on Monday? Do you have another minute?
We're just about out of time, but okay. Point us to where we can find out more about Shepherd's Canyon.
I really appreciate this. ShepherdsCanyonRetreat.org is our website. Our phone number is 480-838-85. Let me give you another number. 480-588-8837.
Very good.
480-588-8837.
Very good. Thanks so much, Dave, for being our guest today, sharing with us about Shepherd's Canyon.
I'm really grateful to you. Thank you very, very much.
Thank you. Coming up in just a little bit, our study of the daily lectionary. You're listening to His Time on Worldwide KFUO.